Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is daf Chof Tes. We're holding Chof Ches on the days, the last two lines. Turn Rabban. Shemin Api Koli Hister Yurches Brachas of Neiram Gamliel Ala Seyde Biavna. The prior Gemara, which we just left off yesterday, was about Shemin Esrei, that initially Shemin Esrei was 18 brachos, and subsequently they added one more bracha for La Malshinim. What was the reason for 18? And the Gemara gave three separate reasons. One reason, connected the 18 names of Havaya in the Mizmor LeDavid that we say on Friday evenings. Second one, that there are 18 Shemay Havaya in Krishna. And the third one is that there are 18 Chulios, 18 vertebrae in a person's spine. And then the Gemara said they added one more, connected with Amashinim, connected the Minim. That extra one that they added was based on, in the case of Mizmor LeDavid, in addition to the 18 askorais, it also says Kael HaKoved Hirim, so they added one Keneged Kael. And in connection with the second reason about the 18 askorais in Krishma, they added one more Keneged Echad, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad. And as far as the 18 vertebrae, is one mini vertebrae that they were Mesakin Keneged the Minim, so a mini vertebrae was Keneged the Birchas Haminim. Okay, so now Mora tells us, Tana Rabbanan Shimon Apikuli. Apikuli, says Rashi, means a cotton handler, person who sold cotton. That Shimon Hister Yurchas Brachas of Neiram Gamliel, he was Masader the 18 Brachas Shimon Esrei before Gamliel, Ala Seyde Biyavne. The Lashon of the Gemara is a little bit unique, because as we know from Maseches Megillah, the 18 Brachas, the Shemana Esrei was Mesukin al Yidei Ezra and the Anshei Neses HaGdolah. And those were at the very, very beginning of the times of the second Beis Migdash. And here Shemana Pikuli was towards the end. Here it's Lefnei Ram Gamliel, either times the Chorban Beis Migdash or slightly after the Chorban Beis Migdash. So we're talking about 400 years later. So why was it necessary for Shemana Pikuli to be Mesader the Yirches Brachos? So there's a machloikis harishonim here. The Torah says that the reason why they had to do it was that over the years they forgot the exact seder of the brachos. Apparently, because based on the Gemara that says that dvarim sheb chsav yafshir lo imrim balpeh, this was before the zmanim of dvarim sheb balpeh. EF Shir the Kosvam, that you're not allowed to write down Tersha Balpeh. As we know, when Rabbeinu HaKodesh came, he decided to go and codify the Mishnayis, Eis Lasif Hashem, but this is before Rabbeinu HaKodesh's times, before the Mishnayis. And therefore, at that time, people did not remember, they have forgotten the Nusach, or at least the Seder. All to bear in mind, since they didn't write anything down, like we just said, the brachas also were not written down, because that's also tertiary. Okay, we were explaining what the reason is for what was the need for Shimon HaPikuli to Masada the Seder HaBrachos. So either because the brachas were not written down, and therefore they didn't have Sidurim like we have today, so over time the Seder of the brachas were forgotten, and it was necessary for Shimon HaPikuli to remind them of that Seder. That's the Pshat of the Ritva. Pshat of Rabbeinu Yoina is that they had the Seder HaBrachas, but until the times of Shimon HaPikuli, everybody said the bracha that they needed for themselves. For instance, if someone needed a refuah, he said refa'enu. If someone needed to say to be choyze b'tshuva, slach lonu. If a person needed a bithul saichel, he said, "Atachin v'alam das," but people didn't say all of the brachos at the time of Shimon HaPikuli. They decided, you know what, Ram Gamliel at that time decided, let's go and be Masada the Shemin Esrei as one unified davenin. So everybody says the same brachos from beginning to end. Okay, so that was the first 18. Amlem Ram Gamliel Chacham Klum Yesh Adam Sheyadei Lasakin Birchas Hatzidoykim. Is there anybody here that knows how to be Masakin Birchas HaTzidoikim? That's really the censor changed it. It really should say Birchas HaMinim, because the Ramashinim doesn't mention anything about Tzidoikim. But as we've mentioned many times, In Svarim it says that the word min stood for me anshu yeshu natsri or me talmide yeshu natsri. These were the early Christians, and as a result they made that special bracha v'la mashinim, and the senders changed it to sound like it has something to do with tzedakah. Okay, anyway, shedo in the Gemara Amad Shmuel HaKotan v'tikna. Shmuel HaKotan, he was masakin the bracha of v'la mashinim. Even though he's called Shmuel HaKotan, obviously he was a great, great person, because all of the Shmuel Esri brachas are not just some words put together. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah did it with great chachma and with great meaning. So each word has very, very special significance. So Shmuel HaKotan must have been a grace, a godla, a grace, a tzaddik, and they relied on him to be Mesak in the Vela Moshina. Lashon HaCheres, the next year, Shmuel HaKotan was dominating for an Omid. And ironically, as he's davening, he comes to the brach v'la mashinim, and he's in the middle of la mashinim, malti zikva, v'chalamin, and kreg yevedu, and boom, v'shacha, he forgot how to continue the end of v'la mashinim. And the hishk is, v'ash time v'shol eshoiz. And he stood there thinking and trying to remember for 2 or 3 hours. V'lo helu. And the oilim didn't go and take him away from the amid. The reason why the Gemara uses the expression helu is because the Gemara elsewhere says that the shliach tzibur is yoyred lefnei hateva. He goes down to daven in the spirit of mimamakim krasicha Hashem. And there are a couple of shuls that in fact have that they have carved out in the ground like a hole where, or an indentation, where the Baal Tefillah walks down into the indentation when he davens. So he's yoyred lefnei hateva. I've seen that in the Aguda in Baltimore, and I believe also in Belz in Yerushalayim. Anyway, bottom line is that they did not take him away from the Omid, which in itself is almost miraculous. Can you imagine a whole tzibur waiting in shul for 2 or 3 hours for the shliach tzibur, who unfortunately can't remember his lines, and they just waited. So why Taka didn't they take him away? So apparently after 2 or 3 hours he finally remembered and he finished off v'la mashinim. But Taka, why weren't they malin? If a person made a mistake in any of the other brachas, then you don't take him away, you let him wait until he remembers his lines. However, when you come to v'la mashinim, you do send him away, because I'm afraid that maybe Chas Hashem, this fellow is off the derech, and that's the reason why he doesn't want to say v'la moshinim. Everything more shani Shmuel HaKotan the iu tikna. You don't have to worry. Shmuel HaKotan was the one that was masakin it, so it would have been the height of irony that the very person who was masakin it should have become a min. Why not? Maybe Chas Hashem, he was a tzaddik and he went off the derech. We have a Kabbalah, Tovali have a Bisha. Once a person is a good guy, a good dimension, Erlachid, lo have a Bisha, he's not going to go off the derech, he had nothing to worry about. Frankly, more of a loy. In the Torah, it says in Yecheskel, if a tzaddik returns from his tzidkis, in other words, he goes off the derech from his tzidkis, he detours from the tzidkis, but also avel, he does an avla, in other words, he does chatoim. So what do I see from this? That a tzaddik, in fact, could go off the derech. So maybe Shmuel HaKotan went off the derech. Why did we wait until 2 or 3 hours? Everything marhu rasha meikare, a tzaddik meikare lai. So Abayi says something very, very strong. There's no such thing as a tzaddik going wrong, going sour, unless he was a rasha meikare. He started off as a Rasha. At the age of 13, 20, 25, he became a tzaddik. And then after that, 50 years later, maybe he went off the derech then. But if he started off as a tzaddik, it's impossible. And Shmuel HaKotan started off as a tzaddik, so we have nothing to worry about that he went and became a min. Freitimur v'loi, v'tanan. Members should say, v'tanya, I think. No, it's a mission in Masechus Ovis. V'tanan, altan v'atzvad yoy moischav. Don't believe in yourself until the day of your passing. Sheharei, because Yochanan Kohen Gadol shimesh bekohuna gedolah 80 shana. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a Kohen Gadol for 80 years. Well, b'sayf nasa tzedoki. In the end, he became a tzedoki. Now, Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a great, great, great tzaddik. Kohen Gadol has 80 years. And at the end of his life, he became a tzedoki. So what are you saying? Presumably it shouldn't be tzedoki. That's also b'psayf nasimin, that he unfortunately also went off the derech. So what I see from this, that you can have a grace of tzaddik going off the derech. Amr Abaye, Abaye says, Taka, exactly like I said, Hu Yanai, Hu Yoichanan. This Yoichanan Kohen Gadol that went off the derech was originally Yanai. Yanai was a very bad guy. We have in the Sechus Kedushin that Yanai was both the king as well as the Kohen Gadol. The Chachmi Yisrael protested. Yanai was not impressed by their protest, and unfortunately he killed out all the Chachmi Yisrael with the exception of his brother-in-law Shimon ben Chetach. So Yanai was a bad guy. He says Abaye is the same person as Yoichanan. So Yanai must have done his rishus at a very young age, at the age of 20 or 25 or whatever, because after that he was Yochanan Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and after that he became a min. So by the time he became a min, he must have been 100, 105, 110. Anyway, but the point is, as Abaye loit mir, it's not a problem, because again, a tzaddik meikoroi cannot go bad. Here you're talking about a person that was a Rosh Meikar. Rav Amar Yanai L'chud V'Yoichanan L'chud. No. Yanai was one Kohen Gadol, and Yoichanan was another Kohen Gadol. Yanai was Rosh Meikar, V'Yoichanan Tzadi Meikar. So now we have a problem according to Rav. Hanichal Abaye, according to Abaye, that says that whenever you have a person who is Gemiri Tova, lo have a Bisha, a person who's good, cannot go bad. So therefore, according to Abaye, the way Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, you know how he went bad? Because Yoichanan Kohen Gadol was originally a Rosh Meikaroi, he was Yanai. He became Yoichanan Kohen Gadol, and 80 years later, unfortunately, he went back. He was back to his old Surei Ra, the fact that he was a Rosha in his youth, then he became a Rosha again. El Rav is a Chakasha, El Rav is Shver, because we're assuming that Rosha also holds, that Rav also holds that Gemiri Tavot Lo Yehavabisha, that once a person is good, he doesn't go bad. So if a person doesn't go bad, then how did Yoichanan Kohen Gadol go bad after 80 years? After all, Rav holds the Yoichanan Kohen Gadol was Tzadik Meikarai. Rava says, I respectfully disagree with Abaye, and he held that even a tzaddik meikari can also go off the derech, and therefore we have a fundamental machlokes between Abaye and Rava. Can a tzaddik meikari go bad or not? Abaye says no, and Rava says yes. But Freitimara, let's get back to the beginning of the story. We talked about Shmuel HaKotan. Shmuel HaKotan was holding by Vilam Oshinim, and they let him sit there, stand there for 2-3 hours, and they didn't send him away. But didn't we learn in the memory of Rabbi Yehuda Merav that Bebichas HaTzedoikin Malen Oisai Chashin and Shem Aminu? So according to Abaye, it's not a problem, because Shmuel HaKotan was a tzaddik meikarei. So that's why they weren't mavir him, they weren't malah him from the omit. But according to Rav, that even a tzaddik meikarei also might go bad. A mylier school, why didn't they send him away? Every moishani Shmuel HaKotan the aschelba. Oh, it's because he started v'lam alshinim. In other words, had he stopped right before v'lam alshinim, then I have to be nervous that in fact Shmuel HaKotan went off the derech. However, once he started it, so we know for sure he still agrees with v'lam alshinim al tisik v'chalamin and kreg yevedo. He just didn't finish the rest. Sure, you don't have to worry about that he went off the derech because he already started the big brach of Lamashin. Once he started it, you don't have to worry. You can let him finish the entire brach of Lamashin. Okay, so now we spoke about on a daily basis 18 or 19 brachas. What about other days? Hanishev the Shabbat k'neged me. On Shabbos we have 7 brachas. We have the first 3, we have the middle bracha mekadesh Shabbos, and then we have the final 3. So why do we say those 7 brachas? Not why do we say? Do we have a psar remez for it? Amrav tachat chalafta ben Shaul k'neged Shiva kodesh Yom David al hamoyim. Going back to that mizmor leDavid that we had back on Chof Chesam Eveis, the mizmor leDavid that we say Friday nights in Kabbalah Shabbos, that we have the 18 askaris of Havaya. We also happen to have over there 7 times Koil Hashem Alamoyim. Doesn't say Koil Hashem Alamoyim, but there's 7 times Koil. Koil Hashem Bakoyach, Koil Hashem Bahuda, Koil Hashem Sheva Arozim, etc., etc. You have the 7 times that it says Koil, and therefore Kenegedo Sheva Koilis, we have the 7 brachos in Shemoneh Esrei. And he teaches Rosh Hashanah Kenegimi. On Rosh Hashanah we have nine. We have three at the beginning, three at the end, and then we have Malchias, Zichroinos, and Shefaros. How do you get nine? I'm Rav Yitzchak. The Min Kartignan Kenegat Tisha Askarisha Amra Chana Betvilosa. That's Kenegat the nine Shemois that it says in Chanas Tfila. What's Chanas Tfila? So Rashi says that's the Shira that Chana said after she was Zoichet to have her son, the birth of her son Shmuel. And it says, Ola Tzlimi Bashem, Ramakani Bashem, Ramakani Belakoi. Anyway, it says Hashem's name nine times in that special tefillah of Chana. So who cares about Chana and Rosh Hashanah? Oh, Chana is very special. The Omer Mav, Rosh Hashanah, Nifkida, Sarah, Rochel, V'Chana. Chana was, Baruch Hashem, she was given into childbirth on Rosh Hashanah, just like Sarah and Rochel. Therefore, she was Zoicha that we say nine brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, Kenegad the nine askaris in her tefillah. Hani Esrei B'Arba T'Tanisa Kenegad Mi. Now, if we're not talking about your regular tanisim, but if Chas Hashom is a tanis because of Kol Tzora Shelo Yavoi, in Meseches Tanis it says that in addition to the normal 18 brachas, they added on 6 more brachas for 24 altogether. So what's the makar for the 24? Omer b'chel b'kenei yechov d'al b'renon d'sh'om ha'shloim b'sh'o sh'hichnis Oren Nebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shlomo Melech was trying to bring the Oren into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he couldn't. And the gates were locked. And he said, Sushar Mashaychem, allow the Oren to come in, and the Sha'orim didn't come in. And the Psukim tell us in Malachim that Shlomo started davening, and the Pasuk uses over there 24 expressions of Rina, Tefillah, and Tchina. Rina, Tefillah, and Tchina. 24 times it uses these expressions, and therefore those were 24 tefillahs that Shlomo Melech said, until finally, he said in Zchor, in the Zecher of David Avdi, and then finally the Sha'arim opened up, and that, says the Gemara, is a raya that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was Moichu David HaMelech on his Aveir. But anyway, so the Gemara, Kenegat Chavdal Rinonas, those 24 Lishoinos of tefillah, of Rina, tefillah, and Tchina, just like Shlomo Melech said, "B'shor sheichnas on the base kach kadoshim." We say it on etanis. Frek demori hachi kol yoyman nami demrenu. Why should we only say it on etanis? Why don't we go and say it every single day instead of 18 brachas shvanesri? Let's say 24. Every demori imes amrenu Shlomo. When did Shlomo say it? Yoyman derachmi on that day that he needed rachmim, special compassion from Hakadosh Baruch Hu to open up the shorim. And nami biyoyman derachmi amrenu. We don't need to say that on a daily basis. Rather, we go and say it when we need to say it. When do we need to say it? On a day of Tanis, when Chas Hashom there's a big tzara al tzibur, such as there's a famine, there's locusts that are eating up the tvua, there's pestilence, there are goyim, the enemies. Anyway, when there's a special need, they make a special Tanis, and then we need special rachmim, so we say a special tvula, 24 brachas instead of just 18. Okay, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that on a normal basis you can go and say either Shemoneh Esrei, or Bishua said you could say Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. Frey Timura, my Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. How do you define Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei? Is a machlokes. Rav says Me'ein kol bracha u'bracha. That means you take every bracha in Shemoneh Esrei and you shorten it. Take for instance At chayin onam das, Baruch Atu Hashem chayin ados. Hashivei nevin l'sayr secha, Baruch Atu Hashem aroitze b'shuvah. They don't say the each bracha at length. We leave out a substantial portion of each bracha, and therefore that shortens it considerably. No. We say altogether 7 brachas. The 3 brachas that we say always at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, from the very beginning until Akel HaKadosh. We say the final 3 brachas starting from Ritzei until the end, and in the middle we have one bracha which is called Havinenu, which is a conglomeration, it's a merger of the 13 brachas in between. In other words, since Ashman Esrei is really 19, so we have 3 at the beginning, 3 at the end, 13 in the middle, so this bracha is 13 and it includes V'lam Oshinim, as we'll see. So what's the Nusach? Havinenu Hashem Alekeinu L'das Terachecha. That L'das Terachecha, that's Kneged Atachoyin L'Oram Das. That's Kenegat Hashivena Vinus Eresecha. Vaxerin Bishumish Lame Lefanach. The Sislachlono, Lias Gulam, the Sislachlono is Kenegat Slachlono Avinu. Lias Gulam is Kenegat Reina Bianyenu, Borchato Hashem, Goyel Yisra. V'rachaknu or chakenu mimachoyveinu, keep us far from machoyveinu. Machoyveinu means chas v'shalom, many type of machla. So that's refa'enu Hashem and Eirofe. That's talking about refuas. V'dashneinu ben ois artzecha, that's referring to baruch aleinu. The good baruch Hu should bring a bracha on artzecha, on the land, like it says in the baruch aleinu, as Hashem azois, as kominis v'safa toiva. The same talmud of Rachal Pnei Adamas, the Beni Mituva, from the land that Kodesh Baruch has given us, Hashem should go and give us Dashneinu, the fats of the land, that everything should go well. When if it's Tiseinu Mi Arba Tikabetz, that's of course the next Racha Tikabetz Shoyfer Godoil Bracha to Hashem Mikabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael Vatoyim Al Dat Chayishbetu. That's the bracha of Hashiva Shavteni Kvarishoina, Melech Oyet Tzedok Umishpat, Baal Rishoim Tonef Yedecha, that's V'lam Hashinim, V'yismachu Tzadikim B'binyan Yurecha, that's Ala Tzadikim V'Ala Chassidim, which ends off at the end, Baruch Ato Hashem Mishnah Mister La Tzadikim. Then we talk about Binyan Yurecha, that's referring to Shlaim Ircha Barachman Toshiv. We end off Baruch Ato Hashem, Boinu Yishaloyim. Then with Tikkun Hechalecha, that's also part of the thing. Then we say with Tzmichas Keren Ledovet Avdecha, that's of course as Tzemach Dor Avdecha Meiris Atzmiach. Baruch Ato Hashem, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, that's talking about Dovet HaMelech. Barichas Nele Menyisha Mishichecha, again, all part of Dovet Avdecha. Then finally, Temer Nikra, Atasane Baruch Ato Hashem Shemei Atvila, that's the final brach of Shemei Atvila. So therefore we've combined 13 brachas into one. Layatalu Abaye Amanda Matli Habaneinu. Abaye would go and condemn, he would curse someone that instead of davening the regular Shemei Atvila, he would take a shortcut and he would just say Habaneinu. Yeah, obviously if you have to because of very difficult circumstances, that's something else. But on a normal basis, he was angry at someone who just wanted to chaplap say the Havineinu. Amru Nachman Amashimul, Kalashana, Kulam Espal, Odom Havineinu, Chutz Mitzoy Shabbos, Umitzoy Yom Toivim, Neisha Tzerachloim, Abdallah Bachayin Adrask. Rav Nachman Mishul says the following: the whole year you can say Havineinu, if you presumably if you have to, but do not say it on Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov. Why? Because Matzah Shabbos and Matzah Yom Tov, you have to add Atachon and Tonu, and for that, where are we going to say it? You can only say B'chein Nados, but we're not saying B'chein Nados. We're saying Havineinu. There are problems, so then you have to say a full Shemoneh Esrei to be able to say Atachon and Tonu and Chayin and Hadas. Why don't we just make an additional bracha? In other words, since Havineinu, we said we have to go and say the first three brachas until Akela Kodesh, and then we start Havineinu. You know what? Let's go and add a special bracha of Havdalah. Baruch Atah, presumably, like we have, Baruch Atah Hashem Akinim Melech Ha'olam, Hamavdol Bin Koyach Chol Ben Arav Choyshech, add that as a bias. Miloy Tanan Rav Akiva, Oyma Oyma Bracha Rav Yis Mifnei Atzer. Rav Akiva says, in fact, throughout the year we should go and say it always as a separate bracha. Instead of having 19 brachas in Shemoneh Esrei, we're going to have 20 brachas. Rav Leza Oyma Bahidur, Rav Leza says you go and insert it in Moedim, like we do for Alanisim. So why don't we do it that way? Why do you tell us that you have to go and dafka do, you have to say a full Shemoneh Esrei, say Havineinu and add one more bracha? So tomorrow, Atakol Hashem Kula, we have Zinik Rebbe Kiva, Dasha Nami Navid. Do we go and Fizach Rebbe Kiva the whole year? In other words, we don't paskal like Rebbe Kiva that we add one additional bracha. If a person were saying the full Shemoneh Esrei, we don't add a special bracha Hamavdil, but we insert it into Atu Chayin Lanam Das. So now, pink tonight, when we sing Havineinu, we should go and add an additional bracha? Come on. So, Timur Kalashan Akulam, my time we have the Inuk Rabbi Kiva, Tamnis Ritokun, Tishid Loisokun. The reason why we don't say like Rabbi Kiva, because there's a Takon that says Shemoneh Esrei, or 19 with Lamashinim, but not 20 with the additional bracha of Havdalah. And if that's the case, Hochanami, the same thing is, Sheva Tokun, Tamni Loitokun. They're only Mesakin 7 and not 8. And that's why you can't say Havineinu on Matzah Shabbos, because then you won't have an opportunity to add the Atachin and Tonu, the Brucha of Avdalah. And then we want to ask the obvious question. If you go back to the Nusach HaBrucha on the second wide line, the middle wide lines, it says Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu. So before you get to the Das Terechecha, which is referring to Atachin Lanam Das, throw in already at that time. And therefore, that's very simple. Why do you have to go and say Dafka the Gamta Shemone Esrei? Just like a regular Shemone Esrei, we throw in the Atachoin and Tonu, in the Atachoinen, the throw in here, Mavdo Ben Kodesh Lechol, also right at the beginning of Atachoinen. So to Merkasha, you have a point. Lechoira, that would be a way to do it. To Takeshver, why don't we allow for Habinenu on Matzah Shabbos? But we're not finished yet. The Gemara is going to get back to this in a moment. Omer Abibi Barabai, Kol Hashem Kulim Espal Odom Habinenu. A Gam Tzior, a person can say Habinenu. Chutz Mi Moisek Shem, except for winter days. Neshetzarech Loim HaSheila BeBirchas Hashan. Because you have to go and say the Sheila. Sheila means that you have to say the same Tal HaMotel of Rocha in Baruch HaLeil. So basically this is the same Gemara like we just said now about the Atochen and Tonu, that just like a Motzei Shabbos, you can't say Habineinu because you have to have room for Havdalah. So you can't go and say during the winter months from December and on here in Chutz La'aretz, from December 4th or 5th until Pesach, you cannot go and say Habineinu because you need to go and recite the same Talmud of Racha. In Machlel Mazutra, V'nichla Bichlal, V'dashneinu, V'noitzatzecha. We had this before in the third wide line of the middle wide line, so that's referring to Baruch Aleinu. So then throw in the Dashnei ben Oyser Tzecha, the same Talmud of Racha. So the Gemara Osi Latrudi. We're afraid that the person is going to become confused. Remember, this is during the time before printed Siddurim, and therefore, if you didn't know it absolutely clearly, you could easily get confused. Afraid to Mari Hachi, Havdol B'chayin Adas, Nami Osi Latrudi. So why didn't we answer that before? Why did we stop off with Akasha? You know why we don't say Habineinu Hashem Lekeinu Amavdo Mikodesh Lechol? Because it will lead to confusion. Everywhere, Ami, Hosam Kivdiyasi, but Chilas Tzloi Tzloi Matrit. There, I don't have to worry about confusion because it's very at the very outset of the Habineinu. So that's easy to remember. Since it's smack in the middle of the Habineinu, Matrit, I'm afraid that he's going to come to confusion. Why don't you go and say the Havineinu? And you said, during the winter months I can't, because he's going to make a mistake, Mesein Talamotel of Racha, and it's right in the middle, by Vidashneinu, Bin Ois Artzecha. Say it at the end, right before Borchat Hashem Shemei Atfila. Just like it would make sense to say the Havdolah at the very beginning, it would make sense to go and say the Inyan of the same Talmud of Racha at the end by Shmei Tefillah. So you're asking, why? Vusepis? What happens if a person forgot to go and be maskir gvuris kishamim? That means mashav ruach amayda goshem that we say at the outset of Shmei Esrei. Machzir noisei. Then you have to repeat the entire Shmei Esrei. Sheilu bechas kishamim. If you forgot the same Talmud of Racha, ein machzir noisei. We do not repeat the Shmei Esrei. Nishiyoch loimer b'Shmei Tefillah. Because you can always say it in Shmei Tefillah. So there's always a backup. You can say the same Talmud of Racha in Shmei Tefillah. So the question then is, so why don't we say it in Habineinu in Shmei Tefillah? So we'll get back to that in a moment. So you don't have to repeat the Havdolah if you forgot to say Atochen Antanu, because we're going to go and say Havdolah eventually anyway, so there's no purpose in repeating the Hoshman Esrei if you left out Atochen Antanu. Anyway, the bottom line is, once again, why don't we say at the end of Habineinu in Shemei Tefillah the same Talu Motel of Racha? And for the Mora Ta'ah Shaini, the only time that you're allowed to go and do that, if you made a Ta'uz, like Reb Tanchem said, if you made a Ta'uz, then you can go and, as a backup, you can say it in Shemei Tefillah. But L'chatechila, they were not misakin to go and say the same Talu Motel of Racha in Shemei Tefillah. Good. That's why you have to go and say Habineinu throughout the winter months, since you have no other Eitzah. So you cannot say Habineinu, you have to say the full Shemone Esrei during the winter months, because if you say Habineinu, you won't be able to be maskir the same Talmud Motel Rach. So since we mentioned this Reb Tanchem, we repeat it again. Guf Om Reb Tanchem, Om Reb Asi, Tov Elihiske Gvurz Kisham Tchiyas Amesim. What happens if he did not say Mashav Ruach at the beginning of Shemone Esrei? Machzir Noisa, you have to repeat the whole Shemone Esrei. If you got to say the same Talmud of Racha, you do not repeat the Shemone Esrei, because you have the backup
to say it in Shemei Atzilah. Havdolah b'chayin ha'dos, in machzir noisim neishiyach ha'loim ha'lakos, because you're going to make Havdolah later on. Break the one meisvei. And the kash is going to be, once again, on this din of the she'ela. She'ela means the same tal motel of racha, where here the Brisa says, ein machzir noisoi, because you have the backup in Shemei Atzilah. But let's look at this second Brisa. Tov lehizke gvus v'shom etchiyas ha'meisim. What happens if a person forgot to say, Mash v'ruach, machzir noisoi. Repeat it. She'ela b'richas hashanim, machzir noisoi. You repeat it. You repeat it? Didn't you just say a moment ago in the previous Brisa, ein machzir noisoi, because you can repeat it, you can say it in the backup in Shemei Atzilah. So we have a direct stira between the two Brises. V'chavdol b'chayin ha'do'as, ein machzir noisoi, v'nishiyoch lo'im ra'alakos, like we said before. It is v'chshver, by Birchas Hashanah, by if you forgot the same Talamot of Racha, do you repeat the Shemon Esrei, or do you say it in Shemei Atfilah? It really depends. If you're a Yochid, then Machzir Noisa, you have to repeat the whole Shemon Esrei again. If it's Betzibur, that you're davening together with the Tzibur, you do not have to repeat it. Why not? Betzibur, my time of life, Mishim Deshama, Mishlech Tzibur. Because what happens is, after you finish Shemon Esrei, the Chazan is going to repeat the Shemon Esrei. Just listen carefully. You're going to hear the same Tal Motel of Racha, and therefore you don't have to repeat it. Pray tomorrow, 1 second. The first Brisa said the reason why we do not repeat the Hoshman Esrei, if you forgot the same Tal Motel of Racha, is because you can say it as a backup alternative, a backup option in Shemei Atfilah. But now you're telling me a brand new reason. The reason is because you can listen to the Shliach Tzibur. So that's the reason that should be given in the Braisa. The reason why you don't have to repeat the Oshman Esrei, in Machzir Noisai, Memneisha Shemeh Mishliach Tzibur. And therefore the Gemara falls away from that. Pshat, Ele'idevi, Idevi Yochid. Both Braises are talking about a Yochid davening on his own. V'raikashe, Hadi Yidka Koyim Shemeh Tzvila, Hadi Yidka V'yacha Shemeh Tzvila. The Gemara gives a very, very simple answer. The first bracha that says that don't repeat the Shemon Esrei, because you have the ability to go and say the same Talamot of Racha in Shemei Atfilah, is talking about that you didn't say Shemei Atfilah yet. But what happens if you already said Shemei Atfilah? Oy vavoy, it's already too late to go and fix it in Shemei Atfilah. Nu oy vazoy, says the second Braisa. Machzir noisa, you have to go back to the very beginning of Shemon Esrei, because you don't have the ability to say in Shemei Atfilah. It's already too late. Good. Now, since we spoke about forgetting Mashiv Ruach and St. Talamot of Racha and Abdullah, we continue talking about now on Rish Chodesh, if you forget to say Yala V'yuvay. Reb Tanchem, Amr Basi, Reb Shub and Levi, Tovel Hiskesh Rish Chodesh, Ba'avoida, Choizel Avoida, you can go back to Avoida. Avoida means Ritzei. And if you forgot to say Rish Chodesh, Yala V'yuvay, go back to Ritzei. Niska Voida, what happens if you remembered during Haidah? That means you already said Moidim. Chois l'avoida, go back to Ritzei. What happens if you remember Besim Shalom? Chois l'avoida, go back to Ritzei. Vim Simber, if he finished the entire Shemon Esrei, Chois l'roish, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei. Now, for the next few lines, we're going to discuss what's the definition of finishing Shemon Esrei. Is Omer Papa Reid Avach Marada, Hod Yomorin Siem, Chois l'roish, Vyamorin Elisha Oker Rakav. That's Tavka, that he walked back the 3 steps that we walked back at the end of Shemon Esrei. Avloyokaraglav, if he's still standing there, even if he finished Hamavorah Chasam Yisrael Basholoim, he finished Shemon Esrei, he however didn't walk back, Choyzel Avoida, you can return back to Ritzei. So in other words, the Gemara gives an extension. It's not just that you are still davening, even if you finished davening, but you didn't move your feet back to Ritzei. Who told you this? I heard it from my father, Avi Mori. The Abba Mori heard it, Rav heard it from Rav, and obviously Rav is a reliable source. But we're not finished yet. That's Davka, a person who finishes off his Shemon Esrei, Hamavarech es Amo Yisrael Basholeim, just like our Shliach Tzibur. If a person continues on with a kind of tzar, like we say, and you remember we had earlier on in our Masechta that at one time there were many different nuschois
of Tachnunim that people added on to the Shemoneh Esrei. I think that was Daf Yud Zayin, if I'm not mistaken, that you had the Gemara brought here on Tzayin Amid Beis, Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, a whole bunch of different alternatives. So when people used to say Tachnunim, like we say today of a kind of Tzor, said the Gemara, then you can go back to the Avoida. Now we have to understand exactly one thing. This Rav Nachman Yitzchak, his minig, or the minig at that time, is different than our minig today. Our minig today is that we say the Elokai Netzar, and we're only oikar raglayim after we finished the Elokai Netzar. Yilrot and Imrithi, and then we walk back and we say Oyser Shalom Imroimov. Rav Nachman Yitzchak is talking about during his time, where the minig was that after Hamavarech Hasam Yisrael Mashalim, maybe they said Yilrotzai, maybe they didn't, and then they were Oikar Aglayim, and he's standing there 3 steps back, and now he continues on with Elokai Netzar. So Elokai Netzar followed the Akiris Raglayim, as opposed to preceding the Akiris Raglayim. So on that, the Gemara says, Nachman, Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Hod Yomar Oker Raglav Choyz L'Roish, that once you've walked back the 3 steps, you're stuck, and you have to start all the way from the beginning. You cannot go back to Ritzei. That's if you finished your davening and you're done and you're not saying anything more. But if you're going to continue davening Elokai Netzar, even though you've already walked back the 3 steps, you get a further extension. You can go back to Ritzei. So initially the Gemara said, once you're finished, see him. Then you go back, L'Rosh. Then the Gemara said, oh, as long as you haven't been Oikar Aglayim, you're still okay, you go back to Ritzei. Now the Gemara is saying, even after you're Oikar Aglayim, as long as you're still involved in Elokai Netzar, you're still saying the further Tachnunim, you still get a further extension, go back to Ritzei. You don't have to go back to the very beginning. There's another version which is slightly different. That if you haven't been oikar aglayim, you can go back to Ritzei. That's tafka if you normally say tachnunim after your tefillah, you weren't oikar aglayim, and you're going to go and say tachnunim, go back. What happens if you typically don't say any tachnunim after the tefillah? Then even if you were not oikar aglayim, even though you're still standing in place, choyze l'roish. So that's why this is slightly different than the previous, because the previous lashon was mashma, that as soon as you're finished davening, you're just ready to be oikar aglayim, then you're stuck. While, like the Gemara said, that as long as you haven't been oikar aglayim, you can go back to Ritzei. Here the Gemara is saying is, no. If you have finished Shemoneh Esrei, you are about to be oikar aglayim, you haven't been oikar aglayim yet, but you're not going to say tachnunim, then unfortunately, even though you're still standing in place, you haven't moved back, you cannot go back to Ritzei, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So again, the difference between the previous lashon and this lashon is, he finished Shemoneh Esrei. He is not going to go and say Tachnunim. He has not been Oikar Raglayim yet. That's the machlokes between the two versions, whether or not you have to be Choizel Roish, or since you haven't been Oikar Raglayim yet, you can still go back to Ritzei. What's the Halacha L'maisa? Halacha L'maisa is, in Shulchan Aruch, it's Toisis here in the bottom, talks about Ikka D'Amri. But the Mishnah Brura brings from Eliyahu Rabba and others that the minig is that if you finish the Hoshman Esrei, it's Rosh Chodesh, you said Elokai Netzar, if you still are holding before Yihu L'Ratzon, the last Yihu L'Ratzon, right before Oyser Shalom B'Mroimov, if you're still before that, and you remember, you can go back to Ritzei. However, if you've said even Yihu L'Ratzon Imrithi, and you're about to move your steps back and you say, oh no, I forgot Yala B'Yavoy, unfortunately, even though you have not been Oikir Raglayim, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, back to the Mishnah. What's the Lashon of Keva? Gemara gives a few interpretations. My keva, Amr Bianca, Amr Idi, Amr Bioshia, Kosh Tfilosai, Doima Olav Kemasoi. A person that says, oh, I have to go to daven. In other words, he doesn't really want to daven. He has this opportunity to daven and to go and to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. Nevertheless, this person doesn't look upon this as being something good. He looks upon it as being a pressure, as being a burden. Then, if tilosa keva, ain't tilosa tachnunim. Rabban namni kol mishaino imra b'loshin tachnunim. It just depends on how the person says it. If the person says it as if he is with hachno'a, with a certain degree of modesty, a certain degree of beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asking him for his tachnunim, for his compassion and his mercy, then the tefillah comes out tachnunim. However, if the person doesn't daven in such a way, then unfortunately the tefillah won't be tachnunim. Rav Rav Yosef Yamer Chavayu Koshen Yochel Chadish Badova. What you have to do every single time when you daven Shemoneh Esrei and you come, for instance, to Shemaya Tefillah, think of something new to say each time. One time you're going to go and ask for, you should remember the Daf Yomi Bal Peh without having to review it. Another time you're going to ask for a Shidduch for a member of your family. Another time you'll ask for Refuah. Each time you'll have something new to add. That makes it, it shouldn't be a Keva, a Kvias, but always with a Chiddush. However, on that third Pshat, I could do that if I wanted to, but I'm scared. Because again, when they didn't have Sidurim, if you're going to start thinking about all different types of bakashas, you're going to get confused and lose your place, and it's on Tzuras. Abai bar Avin, Rav Chanina bar Avin. Apparently, these are two brothers, Abaye and Rav Chanina, the sons of Avin. Another pshat in Tefillos Keva is if you don't go and daven with the sun. What do you mean with the sun? Dumdum Yechama is referring, says Rashi, both to the sun in the morning when it's sunrise, as well as Shkia in the evening when it's sunset. Because it's desirable that one should go and daven shachris in the morning, kibbasikim, like many people have been doing for the last few weeks, and some people do throughout the year, to go and daven with netzachama, that's the dumichama in the morning. But you should also go and daven mincha at shkia time, and not earlier. How do I know? A person should be stand before Kodesh Baruch Hu beyira behachnoa. He should subjugate himself. He should be act in a very modest way towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu with a modesty and humility. Im shamesh with zrichas hashemesh in the morning of the netzachama, and in the evening time before the moon comes up, doyir doyrim. One should daven like that for dais. Aha. Okay. So. But many of us daven, in fact, mincha gedoyla. Is that bad? Says the Gemara, that in fact, laiti alav marov in Eretz Yisrael, they used to go and criticize, they would condemn, they would curse. Aman de matzli im du mechama, someone who waited to daven until the last moment, shkia time, even though they stuck an inyan to daven im du mechama, but they felt, my time at dum mitra falei shata. If you wait until the final last moments to daven shkia time, guess what happens? Maybe there'll be a problem, an accident, you're running and you'll fall, you're coming in a subway and the subway breaks down, there's a problem, you're coming by boat, whatever it is, that you're going to miss it because of some issue, and therefore you're better off if you can get a minyan earlier instead of being stuck at the last moment and missing your minyan and missing davening altogether. That's better to go and daven earlier. Rabbi Shua Imam Mahalach B'mokam Sakonim Espal Tefillah Katzorah. And what is the lashon of the Tefillah Katzorah? So the Mishnah says, B'chol Proshas Ibur. If you go back to the Mishnah here on Chof Ches Omid Beis, it's the third wide line down below. Yom Mokam Sakonim Espal Tefillah Katzorah. Ba'imer Hoysha Hashem Es Amcha Es She'eris Yisrael. B'chol Parshas Hu Ibur Yitzor Chayim Lefanecha. Baruch Atu Hashem Shemea Tefillah. The Hoysha Hashem is Amchas Esheiris Yisrael, that's easy. Hoysha Hashem, we ask you to go and save and to help. Es Amcha, your nation, Esheiris Yisrael, call Yisrael. What is this B'chol Parshas Ibur, Yitzor Chaim Lefanech? What does that mean? So the Gemara has a couple of explanations. Fake the Gemara back to Chof Tes Amid Beis. My parshas Ibo Om Rav Chizda Om Marukva Filu B'Shosha Ata Mesmali Aleim Evra.
Even when you are unfortunately full of Evra, Evra is Evra V'Zaam. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are furious. You're angry at Klal Yisrael. Ki Isha Ubra, like a woman that is pregnant. If she gets angry, it's very upsetting.
You call Tzachem Lefanecha. Nevertheless, a Kadosh Baruch Hu accept all of our tefillas.
Now, what does Parashas or Parashas Se'ibor have to do with Evra?
So Rashi says over here that the word Parashas is like the word Prishas, which is like the word Pirushe, which means the definitions of the word Evra. Because if you look up the Webster's Dictionary, and you'll find that there are two different definitions of the word Evra. Evra could mean a reference to Hashem's anger, to any anger, as well as Evra could refer to a woman that's in pregnancy. So if you look at Rashi, smack in the middle of the Rashi, in the middle of the Amid,
Evra ki isha ubra, v'hachi mashma, v'chol in yonei prisha su ibur.
Any way that you define the word ibur, how do you define ibur?
Ki goin Evra, like Evra v'zaam, meaning Evra anger. And then Bi'evra, you're talking about a woman that is pregnant, she's an Isha Mu'uberes.
So, even Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you're angry at us, nevertheless, don't forget our needs. We still need you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we need the things that we need in this world. Please provide us with them.
Ikriyami, there's another version that Ibor has nothing to do with an Isha Mu'uberes, has nothing to do with Evra of anger, but rather, Amar Chizah, Amar Marukva, Afilu B'Shoah Shem, Oivrim Adibri Torah. Chas v'Shalom and Klal Yisrael are sinning. So the Parasha Se'ibur means that Chas v'Shalom we are poirish from the Darkei Hashem, and Chas v'Shalom we are engaging in sin. Even then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go and save us and give us our tzrachim. Yiyu kol tzrachim lefanecha.
Tanur Rabban, third wide line. Now the Gemara is going to tell us other lishoinois of the Tefillah Ketzara. We just had one that we quoted in the Mishnah. That's Rabbi Shua, that you're supposed to say Hosha, like we said again back in the Mishnah on the third line of Chof Ches Amud Beis. What was the Lashon of Mishnah? Hosha Hashem is Amcha es She'eris Yisrael. Says Yimar Tan Rabban, Hamahalech b'mokoyim gedudichai v'listim amokam sakana nispal tefillah katzara v'ezihi tefillah katzara. So the Yimar gives us different lishoinais than the tefillah katzara that we had in our Mishnah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, do your ratzain upstairs in Shemayim, and help out those down below your yireim. Give them nachas ruach. In other words, give them yishav hadas. Everything should go well for them. And whatever is good in your eyes, Kadosh Baruch Hu, do. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah. Rabbi Shua Omer, Shema Shabbos Amcha Yisrael Ba'asei Meheira Ba'kashos and Baruch Atah Hashem Shemei Tefillah. This is a shtickle pella, because we already had Rabbi Shua in our Mishnah who said we say Hoysha Hashem. And here we have a different nusach, Shema Shabbos Amcha Yisrael. So notice there's an aleph here by Rabbi Shua Omer, and that aleph takes us to the Hagoyes HaGroh, and the Hagoyes HaGroh says, take out this whole line that we just said in the name of Rabbi Shua. It's to use a common a nomenclature today, it's fake news. Rabbi Shua didn't say that. Rabbi Shua said what he said in the Mishnah. And in fact, this new tefillah of Rabbi Shua is almost word for word what we have now, the next line, Rabbi Blazer, Rabbi Tzadik Oimer, Shema Tzakas Amcha Yisrael, instead of Shavas Amcha Yisrael, Tzakas Amcha Yisrael, Vasei Meheira Bakashosam, same as before, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemea Tefillah. So therefore the Groth concludes, based on a Tisefta, that this Rabbi Shua that we're quoting here, the Brisa, doesn't exist. Rather in the New Gemaras of the Hodav Yoifi Gemaras, it says over there that there's another gears instead of Rabbi Yeshua, it says Rabbi Yoisi Oimer. Ayin Shom. So therefore it's another Mandiyam Rabbi Yoisi instead of Rabbi Yeshua. Ois Vahad Gemaras. So Gemara Vayt Achirem Oimerim, Tzorchi Amcha Merubim, Tzorchi Amcha Yisrael Merubim, Vedatam Ktzori Yirotzum Fanech Hashem Alekeinu, Shetitem L'cholecha V'yechot Kedei Parnasosai, Kadosh Baruch Hu, give everybody their panasa, ulechol gviya ugviya. The word gviya means every body. Each body, de machsayra, whatever it's lacking, whatever it needs. Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemei Atfila. Omer Avun Alocha Kacherim, that if you're a makam sakana, you should do like the Achelim, that tefillah that we just said, Nartzorchi Amcha Yisrael Merubim, etc. Nushnichel, Omle Elio Lev Rav Yehuda, Achva Derav Salah Chasida. Elio Anovi said to Rav Yehuda, Achva Derav Salah Chasida, Leitirtach, he's giving now good advice. Leitirsach, Tirsach, this Russian Resicha means don't get angry. For Leitachti, if you want to get angry, you're not going to come Lidei Sin, Lidei Chet. Very often a person becomes heated up, he gets furious, he gets angry, and that's the reason why Chas V'Sholem he does a sin. Like Tirvi, Tirvi means don't get drunk, like we say, Koisi Revoya, Achtoi V'Chesed. Koisi Revoya means that the Kois is overflowing with wonderful drink. Like Tirvi, don't drink so much, and then again you won't come Lidechet. And when you are traveling, Himolech Bekoinech. Go and ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu first, should I go, should I not go? Tzei, and then you should leave on your trip. How do you go and ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu advice? Should I go, should I not go? Omer Biankif, Omer Abchizaz, Tfilah Saderech. That's Tfilah Saderech, the Tfilah that we say. What is that tefillah? Notice that this tefillah sederach is very, very similar to what we say. The only difference is that it's beloshen yochid. Of course, if you say these words with a Hasidisha Ivra, then it's basically the same, because Shetolichainu Lishulam, it won't make a difference whether it's with a Vav, Shetolichainu, or whether it's written with a Yud, because both of them you pronounce the same way, Shetolichainu. But if you pronounce it like the Snagdim, or like the Americans, their pronunciation, obviously this is a Loshen Yochid, not a Loshen Tzibur. And Omar Abaya, and Abaya continues, Lo'oilom Mishatev Odom Mishatev Inish Nafshibadi Tzibur. A person should say it Loshen Rabim Heichid Neima Yirot Mofanech Hashem Alekeinu Shetoy Dechainu L'Sholem V'Chuli. So therefore you're supposed to say the whole thing Loshen Rabim instead of Loshen Yochid. Okay, the Emes Matzli we can continue tomorrow. But it's interesting that the Gemara says that you're supposed to ask Hashem, Himolech Bekoinech Vitzei. Now, Himolech, if you're asking Hashem, then presumably you're not going to go until Hashem gives you an answer. Yet, the Gemara doesn't give us an answer, you just say Tfilah Saderach. So Hashem doesn't answer us, and so what is this Himolech Bekoinech Vitzei? The Zoktis Tzlach, that the Gemara is referring to, what we have, and Hashem, we're going to get to in Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, what the Gemara says about Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, that when he was mispalel, he was able to say whether or not his tefillah was accepted in Shemayim, and they asked him, Minayin atu yodei, how do you know? And he told them, Im shigura tefilosi befi yodei ani shehu mekubel. If the tefillah runs easily, I know Kodesh Baruch Hu was mekabel the tefillah. However, if I fablonged in the tefillah, meaning I made mistakes, I didn't say it properly, then unfortunately, I'm afraid that Hashem was not mekabel tefillah. And therefore, what we're saying is, see by your tefillah sederach, asigait, if it goes well, then you know that mir Hashem, everything will be bebrocha. If however you goof off, if you make mistakes in the tefillah sederach, chas v'sholem, that's not a good siman. But then the question is, why is Elio HaNavi giving this advice to Rav Yehuda Achva, to Rav Salah Hasida? Dr. Tzlach, because Elio HaNavi is saying to Rav Yehuda Achva, to Rav Salah Hasida, I agree with Abaya that normally you should go and say the Tzvila Sederach with a Loshen Rabim, not the Loshen Yochid. However, if you say Loshen Rabim, then you won't know whether Kodesh Baruch Hu is answering your Tzvila that you should go or not go. Because maybe the Schus Rabim, the Rabim should go, but you shouldn't go. Or maybe forget, you're going to fablonge in the tefillah, maybe because other people shouldn't go, but you should be going. So therefore, say it b'loshen yachid. Therefore, it's your tefillah, it's not a tefillah's Rabim, it's your own individual tefillah. And see, if it's the tefillah's shkur b'fiv, good, then go. Anish is nish. And that's the reason why it's Elio HaNavi giving this private advice to a private individual. Rav Yehuda Achva, Rav Salah Chasida, he presumably was a great tzaddik, similar to that of Rav Chanina ben Doisa. So if Tfilos v'shkur b'fi, he knew whether it's a Tzadana Gita Tfilah Tzimish. For him, he gave this advice, go and say the Loshen Yochid, he molech b'mkoinech v'tzei, and then you can leave. The only problem with this is that the Gemara is going to tell us on the Amud Aleph that you don't say the Tfilah Sederach before you leave, you only see the Tfilah Sederach after you're ready en route. Presumably the Tlach would hold that if a person saw that his tefillah didn't come out perfectly, but they were tzchavablonjit in his tefillah, maybe that's a sign from Hashem. Go back home and don't continue your traveling. Okay, Mitzvah to be continued tomorrow. Kol tov, bracha v'hatzlacha.